कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंदा। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा। यू आर ऑल वेलकम फॉर श्रीमद् भगवद गीता एज इट इज evening class at Srila Prabhupada's quarters, ISKCON, Vrindavan. We are reading from Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 16, the demonic and divine qualities. And the verses for discussion today, the set of the verses is 13, 14, 15 and 16. Is it okay?
Yes.
Right. So, what is the connection between the chapter 16 and chapter 15? What is 15? Purushottam Yoga. The Yoga of the Supreme Person. What is the connection between two? This material world is a upside down tree, right? This material world is an upside down tree. And second verse says that some branches are going up and some going down. So those going down will go down and those going up will go up. So Srila Prabhupada in the little introduction of 16th chapter says there are divine quality people, they ascend up to the spiritual side, upward, and the demonic they go down, down and down. So this is the connection between the 15 and 16 chapter. Now the first three verses describe the divine qualities and then the demonic qualities. But this section which we are discussing now is the activities of the demons. Consciousness of the demon and his activities. So this is the section which from 11th to 18th verse is going on continuously, like activities and consciousness of a demonic person. So let us read the verse 13, 14 and 15. They are together and there is no purport. So we will read this and understand the meaning of the words and go to the verse 15.
इदं मध्य मया लब्धं इमं प्रापस्य मनोरथं इदं मस्तिदं अपि मे भविष्यति पुनर्धनम् असौ मया हतः शत्रो Hanasyae chaparanapi. Ishwaro aham aham bhogi. Aha siddho aham balavana sukhi. Aryo abhijanvana asme. Ko anyo asti sadarsho maya. Yakshai dasyami modesya. Iti agyana vimohita.
So this is the first three verses. And then the 16th verse also we should read because the purport is together.
Aneka chitta vibhranta. Moha jala samavrata. Prasaktah kama bhogesho. Patante narake asucho. Now idam adya maya labdvam.
This is the first line of 13th verse. Idam adya, adya means today. Idam means this maya labdvam. I have gained this much. I have obtained this much wealth today.
Imam prapasya manoratham. And this one is my manorath. Manorath means I have planned this. This is my now next planning. I will attain that. Manoratham.
In a Bhagavad there is a one verse which says those who are running on manorath, how can they have good qualities?
It is only the divine people, the devotees, they have all the good qualities of the sura, samasite suraha. All good qualities will appear in a devotee. But those who are running on manoratham dhavate bahi. Manoratham, this word, no manorath. Srila Prabhupada has a lecture on these three verses separate.
Manorath means, rath means chariot. And manas means mind. They are running on the chariot of a mind.
It means they are not working at a spiritual platform. They are not working for the benefit of soul. They are working as they like. Manoratham. Oh, this is my manorath. Manorath means this is my next desire. I have to achieve that. Idam asti dyam api me. Bhavishyami punardhanam. This much I have right now. And next I will have that. The next plan is that I will get this much. Bhavishya in the future. Punaha again. Dhanam. I will attain the money. I will get the money. So the first verse is focus on money, wealth. So this is the first verse about the wealth. Now the second verse, asau maya. Now I need wealth. So because anybody who has a wealth, he has always enemies. Because wealth creates enemies. So asau maya hatta shatru. This one my enemy, this shatru I have killed. Atau. Anishaje chaparam api. If somebody other will rise, I will cut him also. Ishwaro aham. I am the controller. Ishwaro aham. Aham bhogi. I am enjoy. Siddho. I am the right, only perfect. Everybody else is imperfect. Balavan. I am most powerful. Sukhi. I am the most happiest person.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Is it okay?
Yes.
Hari Bol. Ishwaro aham. This Ishwar bhav. I am the enjoyer. I am the master. I am the enjoyer. Bhogi. I am enjoyer. I am bhogi. Siddho aham. I am perfect. I am right. Everybody except everybody other is Ram. Balwan, I am the most powerful. Who will compete with me? Sukhi, I am the most happiest person. Aryo.
generally there is a two words in a common Indian, you know, language. Somebody, because of his past good karma, has a aristocrat family and wealth. They have a wealth from the generations. And there are some people, they become overnight wealthy. They are called dhanadya. They quickly get wealth without much endeavor because of the some black market or something. This is adyo. Adyo means just they become wealthy and they think that now this whole world belongs to us and nobody is equal to us, something like. So adyo, abhi janavan asmi. Abhi janavan, Srila Prabhupada, surrounded by aristocratic people. Janavan, jana means people. They are surrounding me because I have money. Everybody is just surrounding me. All these big people are coming to me. The ministers are coming to me. All these now mafias, they are the... Somebody told me like this. It's interesting. So those who come in a class first, when you go as a student, you come in first division, then you become engineer or doctor. Right? Those who come in second division, they do MBA, business management, and they control the first class because they become manager. They control the first class people. Those who are in third class, they go and become politician because they cannot be MBA, and they control the both too. They control the first and second class, and they never pass. Those who never pass, they become contractors, and they give money to everybody and control all three. And those who never go to the school, they become sadhus in Haridwar and they control the all world. either they become mafia. They never go to the school, but they control everybody. So this is the, those who are first class, they think that they are a good person, but the third class person is controlling them. This is what the state of affairs all over the world you see. It's not the first person, first class person is giving guidance to the society and a right path. This fourth class person is actually ruling. This is a big crisis. So they are surrounded. Abhi janavan asmi. So many people surround them. Everybody go to them. Kwanyo asti sadarsho me. Who is equal to me? Sadarsho means equal. Who is equal to me? Yakshai. This word yakshai is, I will perform some sacrifice. Not as described in Vedas. I will have my own sacrifice. Prabhupada and Srila Prabhupada writes, my sacrifice will, I will make some mechanical arrangement to go to the heavenly planet and enjoy. Like Ravana was trying to make a staircase, not by any austerity or by Vedic ways, but on my own. I will make something like the modern people. They said, people are booking their plot in the moon. Little fools are there, they are giving money that, well, we will reach to the moon and you will get your plot. So these are their yajna. They perform yajna. Yakshai means yajna. Dasyami modishya. Adyo janaman asmi. Yakshai, I shall perform sacrifice. Dasyami, I shall give charity. Dasyami. I will give people charity. I shall rejoice. Because when I give charity, people say he's a big charitable person. Outside, they give charity, and from behind, they do all the black marketing. Most of the people are doing like that. And then, what is the last word? Iti agyana vimohita. Sri Krishna is saying now, iti, in this way, agyan, because of ignorance, vimohitaha, they are completely confused, deluded, bewildered. So these are certain characteristics. If these are in our consciousness, it means the person is deluded and is vimohito. Is vimohito means he is completely confused. In the early days when we become devotee and we read the 16th chapter, when read all these verses, it appears that we are the very good demon. Because we have all these, I have this, I can do this. So this is not really in consciousness. We can feel the pulse. This is the
This is the characteristic or activities of the people who are bewildered, deluded. So the demonic person thinks, so much wealth do I have today, and I will gain more according to my schemes, my plans. So much is mine today, and it will increase in future more and more. He is my enemy, and I have killed him. And my other enemies will also be killed. I am the Lord of everything, Ishwaro. I am enjoyer, I am the bhogi. I am perfect, siddho, balwan, powerful and happy, sukhi. I am richest man, adyo, surrounded by arrested abhijanwan. There is none so powerful and happy as I am. I shall perform sacrifice, I shall give some charity, and thus shall rejoice. Rejoice means people praise me. What type of charity is this? Mode of passion. Mode of passion, not even mode of ignorance. The modisya is mode of passion. Right, people, this type of charity, I'm giving you charity, you put, well, it was hot season like this, there was a fan in some temple, and the person who donated fan, he came, he turned the button off. Everybody said, it's too hot, why are you doing this? He said, first read the name who has donated. All the three fans, they have a name of the person who donated. So it means, first you glorify the person who gave, and then you enjoy this cool air. So this is what that people, this is the meaning modishya. They need this type of appreciation. I'm giving you, tomorrow you make announcement in the television and newspaper that so and so person tomorrow distributing to the poor the some winter cloth. So they make a big arrangement before for publicity, and then they do something little, they think they're true, and they come in newspaper and everything that, oh, they have done so much big charity, but what they are doing themselves, their business, all the upper verses describe their consciousness, but they do this much. In this way, such persons are deluded by ignorance. Ignorance is the root cause of all suffering in the material world. All suffering in the material world, the root cause of is ajnana, ignorance. Krishna has sent us as a Satchit Anand, the spirit soul, which is full of knowledge. And by ignorance we have covered the knowledge. Ajnanena avartam jnanam tena mohiyanto jantava. This word is mohiyanta. The word is mohiyanta, vimohita. Ajnanena avartam jnanam. By the ignorance, their real knowledge is covered. Ajnanena avartam jnanam. Tena, therefore, by that, vimohito janaha. These jantu, their word is jantu there in a fifth chapter. Jantu means animalistic propensity. They become animalistic. They become animalistic and because of the ignorance. So what ignorance leads to? Sinful desire. Ignorance leads to sinful desires. This is Srila Rupa Goswami in Nectar of Devotion. The root cause of suffering is ignorance, which leads to sinful desires, that is called bijam or seed. And that sinful desire leads to sinful action. And this sinful action automatically give rise to suffering. So suffering has three levels. Ignorance, because of that sinful desire, all these desires are sinful, I killed them, I'll kill more. I am the leader, so these are sinful desires.
they are due to ignorance. And these desires will, they force him to act in that line. So now the verse 16, anek chitta vibranta. Anek means numerous. Srila Prabhupada writes numerous, unlimited. Chitta vibranta. Chitta here, Srila Prabhupada says, by anxieties. The word chitta is a polluted consciousness. The anxiety is because of the consciousness which is polluted actually. Chitta means actually the consciousness which is polluted because of the ignorance. So this is called polluted consciousness. So because they have polluted consciousness and they have unlimited vibranta. Vibranta means perplexities. Perplexities. What type of people they are? Anek sakha. They have many branch intelligence. Their consciousness, oh, I should start this business, yes, I should have a partner in this business, yes, I must have a one office there, I must do this here. So they want to spread all over the world. So that is the meaning of vibranta. Vibranta, branta, vibranta. So perplexities. And then mohajala samavrtaha. Mohajala. The last line of the purport, Srila Prabhupada writes, mohajala. Moha means illusion and jala means net. They are caught in the net like a fish. Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, they are caught in a net like a fish. So now they have perplexities and they have anxiety because they are caught in a net. Of what? Mohajala samavrtaha. Sama, avrta. Sama means samyak. Samyak means fully, completely. Avrta means covered. Their consciousness is completely covered by all these anxieties and perplexities. Prasaktaha, prasaktaha, prakrishtena rupena asaktaha. Completely attached to what? Kama bhogeshu. Kama means desire. Bhogeshu means enjoyment. They are completely engrossed in a enjoying mentality. And what is this verse? In second chapter of Bhagavad Gita? Kama bhogeshwara prasaptanam taya parta chetasam. This verse, same thing is chitta. Bhogeshwarya prasaktanam taya harta chetasam samadhavana vidyate. What is this? This verse is like that. What is the verse? Bhogeshwar prasaktanam taya harta chetasam visayadmi samadhavana vidyate. So bhog and aishwarya, two things. Bhog means enjoyment. And say bhog means enjoyment. Bhog. Aishwarya means opulence. So they want to enjoy and they want to have opulence. Prasakta nam, this word is same, prasakta. Prasakta, same word prasakta, exactly their word is prasakta. Means completely engrossed, attached to bhog and aishwarya. Taya paharta chetasam, taya paharta, aparta means kidnapped. Their intelligence is kidnapped. So what is it? I think one of our good scholar, scientist, he analyzed the word kidnap. If you become a kid and if you take a nap, then you will lose your intelligence. If you become a kid and you take a nap, it means you are not serious about your spiritual practices and you act like a kid and you take a break or nap, then your intelligence will be kidnapped. So kid and nap is a two parts. Kid means child and nap means break. So if we become childish, once we were discussing something in a evening in Calcutta, in a children park, and there are, you know, the children come, they go up by the stair, then they slide down by the, what they call? Slide, they come down. They again go up and then come down. I asked
the my age people are going. I said, you go and do this. He said, this is for children. This is for children. What is this for children? Take all the endeavor, go up and then come down. Do all the sacrifice, do all the karmakand, do all the puja, go to the heaven, then again slide, come, you come back. This is what the whole world is doing mostly. Go to the heaven and come down. Go up to the, by the slide, with hey, big endeavor, then come. This is for the children. This is no, sir, wise men can, I mean, this, what is this? Why should I do this? It's not at all an adult activity. So these are kids' activities. So is it? It means all those people, even they look like religious, and they are only interested in a more greater sense enjoyment in higher planetary system. They are just still kid, and their intelligence is kidnapped, and they are taking nap means only they say, okay, let us enjoy here. Then we will go to the Sunday. Okay, this Sunday I cannot come. Next Sunday I will come to the program, Prabhu. You can try, but they never come. So these two words, prasakta, kaam bhogesho, patanti means they fall down, narke, into the hellish planets, asucho, because they are not pure. Sucho means pure, they are asucho. What is asucho? Why asucho is there? Because their consciousness is polluted. When it comes to the suchi, means cleanliness, Srila Prabhupada has two divisions of cleanliness. Outer cleanliness of the body by taking bath, and inner cleanliness by chanting holy name. So when these people, inner, because they don't have spiritual practices at all, therefore from inside they are as dirty as from outside. Even hardly some people take bath. It is astonishing, but we are devotees, we cannot think like that. Other day some message I get, there was this one person, he was selling outside some plate of, you can say some, what is the easy word you can understand? A plate of, maybe you should say cut fruit plate, okay? It's a special plate. The normal plate is 10 rupees, the special is 12 rupees. Super special is 15 rupees. And on Sunday it is 25 rupees. So somebody thought there may be different fruits, but he tried all same fruit. He said, what is this? Is 10 rupees means it's a normal plate. So why 12 rupees? Then he said, I wash a spoon. I give the spoon that is washed one, so it is 12 rupees. Say, what is the super special? Say, I also wash the plate. Say, what about the Sunday special? I take bath on Sunday, therefore it is 15. So I take bath on Sunday, so the plate is pure. It's a joke, but what I am saying, this is the consciousness of the people, what they are doing. I say, it's very hard, really, people don't do this. They sleep in the same jean pant. They go to the office and 7 days they do like this. And because they should not foul smelling, so they just spend some money to spray something up and down, and then they go it out. So this is what is going on. This is asucho. Out. Inside they are completely dirty like anything. Now Srila, translation of this verse by Srila Prabhupada. Thus, perplexed by various anxieties and bound by network of illusion, they become too strongly attached to sense enjoyment, kama bhogeshu, and fall down into hell. Okay? Srila Prabhupada's purport. The demonic man knows no limit to his desire to acquire money. No limit to his desire to acquire money. Some gentleman said, at least you decide how much you need in this life. You count even your bypass surgery, 5 lakh rupees, all right. You count for old age maintenance. maybe you need all together say 50 lakhs. If you are 50 lakhs, then you stop. Then you stop. Why you are still working? You make some, there must be some point you put a full stop that I don't want anything more than that. You make at least, why? And the other one book which is some nurse, she was taking care of terminally sick patients and she was interviewing them. And ultimately she wrote a book in which all were revealing that we work so hard throughout our life and hardly we enjoyed not more than 30% of our hard work. The rest, I don't know who will use and where it will go. If we would have known this earlier, we would not have done like that. So what they are earning, they will not utilize. Who will take them? Nobody knows. And second thing, they said that it is better we should have visited our friends and had a good association. We were too engrossed in our activities. We never took care of the people who were really caring for us. Now we are here and nobody visits us. So there are certain things which are so consciousness shaking, you know, what we are doing, is it right? There must be some limit. At least government service, they say now you are retired by the age of 60. Now you go to and take rest, you are retired. But the people, they become retired. You know, not retired, retire. In India, when the tire of a car, big bus, it gets completely flare, all the, what you call, grooves go away, then they put the new grooves on the top. This is called retiring. Retiring means first only 8 hours you are working in government. Now he starts some business where he works 12 hours. This poor man, he is retiring, again starting the whole thing double. And it is again foolish like this. A person who retired as a judge, then he started practicing as an advocate. Now he is a junior advocate because he just started. So he was a judge, now he is doing advocate. What will be his value now? A person, he was a headmaster of a school and then he retired and now he become a advocate. And all his students are judge. So he's saying Millard to them. What is this? What this type of service? What is the meaning of all this? Why not to have a peaceful life? You know, after our human life has some purpose. Nobody is ready to retire at least. Srila Prabhupada said, all our devotees, they must retire, come to Vrindavan and Mayapur, just chant and read Bhagavatam and association of devotees and just be happy and prepare for the going back home, back to Godhead. Why to just waste whole life like this? But they, no end to the limit. For this generation I have, but next generation. People have enough for 30 generation, maybe 10 generation, maybe 2 generation, but they are not still satisfied. I think the king asked the minister, so this poor man living as my servant, he is happy and sleeping very peacefully at night. I am king, I have a treasury, why I am not peaceful? Minister say, I am giving you some idea, you try this and then you see. So what can I do? Say, put 99 rupees or whatever you call coins, and put in front of his house and write down 100. Okay, they put like this. So man came out and he saw some bag there, so he took it and he got also the chit which says 100. He counted his 99. Then whole night he was searching for one. Whole night he was searching for 1 rupee. And king was observing, minister was observing, he said, now next day he was searching, where is one Khan? Now 90 he got free, he is not thankful for the 90, but for one whole night he was in anxiety. He said, that is a problem. What facilities Krishna has given us, what good Luck we have, we never count that. Only one thing which is missing, we are just completely in anxiety for that one thing and running from pillar to pole. And that person was in anxiety, now he cannot sleep. He's just looking for one. So this is a problem. King, you think I should have more, more, more. This is your problem. And this is unlimited. This is Srila Prabhupada's usually very sentence lengthy. This is the smallest sentence. That is unlimited. One sentence. That is unlimited. Means their desire to acquire money is unlimited. He thinks only of how much assessment he has just now and schemes to engage that stock of wealth further and further. For that reason, he does not hesitate to act in any sinful way and so deals in the black market for illegal gratification. So he does black market. What is this black market? What is black marketing?
Smuggling, weapons, smuggling, drugs,
pouring money. That is Western, Western. But that is very good. Because ultimately they have to go to hell. For that it is okay. But India, what do they know? You know what they do? Husband come in night from the shop and he will tell to his wife, I have purchased this goods today in 110 rupees. Are you ready to buy? Say, how much you charge? He say, anyway, at least I get 5 rupees interest. 115 you want to buy? Say, all right. It's done. 115 I have purchased from you. And night, wife will purchase in 115. Okay? In the morning, wife will get up and tell, oh, I have last night purchased 115 rupees. This goods I am selling, are you ready to buy? Say, how much you charge? Say, at least 5 rupees interest. Okay, all right. I purchased from you in 120. Then he go to the market and he'll say, by God, I swear, I just purchased in 120. And I am giving you in 120. I'm not taking a penny from you. In whole night they have already put 20 rupees out. This is the business the people do. They multiply only in their mind, in their whole family. I sold you, you sold me, you sell me, I sell you, and tomorrow I can make. You know, I swear by God, I just purchased, and this is the rate. If you want, I can give you in this rate. I cannot tell this in a English. Is very difficult to say. It's a winter season. The people are also fool. What can we do? And there was a blanket business office of a big businessman. He was selling blanket. So some big landlord came, he said, oh, I need a good blanket, blue. Since they brought a blanket from him, said, how much? 500. He said, can't you see, I am a big landlord, 500 is belittling you, it's not good for me. Of my stature, show me the thing which is of my stature. He told the working boy, go in the back, go down, there are three, and on the top of three, there is one which blue bring here. He went inside and he brought the one another bill. How much? So 2,000. The businessman was Hindu and the landlord was a Muslim. He asked, are you sure? Say, if I take more, I eat cow. Eat cow doesn't mean, if there's any extra, cow will, I eat cow. He's a Hindu, he's saying, I will eat cow. So he gave 2,000, he left, and the worker said, businessman brother, same blanket we sold him in 2,000 rupees, because the fool cannot buy this. But why you said that cow will eat? He said, take 500, put in our, put our and 15 rupees give to the gaushala. The 1,500 is for a donation to the gaushala. I will take 500, but why should I lose the business, foolish customer? Jyada khai, gai khai. So, bhai, jyada khai, gai khai. Bhai, jyada, to gai khai ki, man, this is cow will eat, not I am eating. What I am saying, this is the type of business in which people play the jugglery and they get more money. Some are honest and some are dishonest. Some child asks his father, how come we have so much wealth? And father just turned the light off of the room. He said, you tell me, father, what are you doing this? He said, what is this? Said, just everything dark. He said, what is called dark called? Well, black. Well, that is the way I have all money, by black. And what? How these the people deal? As it says, he is my enemy, and I have killed him. And this next enemy, I will handle him. So some son asked the father, "What is the secret of our business?" The good Marwadi businessman. Son says, "What is the secret of our business, father?" Father said, "Go jump. Go on the third floor and jump from above." He said, "If I jump, I will break my bones. I am here. I will catch you. Don't worry." So he jumped and father ran away. He fell down. He broke bones. Father called the ambulance, took him into the hospital. Got fixed his bones and everything. He spent 30,000, 40,000 rupees. And when son came back to consciousness, he said, "Father, why you did like that?" Say, "What was your question?" You said, "What is the secret of business?" He said, "This is the secret. Even you never tell secret to your father. Don't never be truthful. Even don't believe your father. Don't believe even your father. This is their business. They don't believe the father. They don't have a trust even to their father, to their brother, to their mother. And they're scared of everybody. He may be my enemy. He may be my enemy. Even around them, everybody is their enemy. So the secret of their business is, don't trust even your father." So this is the type of the people they are. This is what Srila Prabhupada is writing. These, they are ready to do anything. Any criminal activity they are doing. He is enmeared by the possession he has already, such as land, family, house and bank balance. And he's always planning to improve them. He believes in his own strength. And he does not know that whatever he is gaining is due to his past good deeds. He is given an opportunity to accumulate such things, but he has no conception of past causes. Now Srila Prabhupada is writing based on teaching of Prahlad Maharaj. Srila Prahlad Maharaj is advising, "Ati priyas na kuryat." Don't endeavor more than necessary. You think by your endeavor you are accumulating money? He said, "No. It is all because of your past good karma." Then he said, "What is the reason? How can you qualify your statement? Then Prahlad Maharaj says, "Nobody wants suffering. Nobody is going to the temple and praying that My father becomes sick, I should get cancer, my uncle should break bone." Nobody pray like that. But all these things are commonly happening to the people. So, as the miseries are coming uninvited because of the past karma, so whatever good you have right now is because of your past karma. It's not your endeavor of this life. It's not one life's endeavor. But because they have sinful desire, so they act like that, but all this is because of past karma. They don't know this. He is given opportunity, okay, the past. He simply thinks that all his mass of wealth is due to his own endeavor. A demonic person believes in the strength of his personal work, not in the law of karma. According to the law of karma, a man takes his birth in a high family, or become rich, or a very well educated, or a very beautiful because of his good work in past. This is the one side. Those who have done the good pious activity, they get these four things. This is in a Niti Shastra. The other who have done bad, they have other four things. They are litigation and cases throughout their life, chronic disease, always to the medical, look very terribly ugly and uneducated. These are the people, they have done sinful activities, so they are like that. So this is an nectar of instruction, they have given the information about that. This is very common sense. There was one person died and they were taking the coffin. The old lady could not come out. She asked the boy, "Is he going to heaven or hell? Go and see." The boy said, "Mother, how can I?" "So go and see." He went out, he came, say, how many people were there with that coffin of the dead body? He said, "There were thousands of people and crying and crying." He said, "He's going to the heaven definitely. Because so many people were actually affected by his death, it means he has a good work. If the person is taken in a car, in a hired, not a bullock cart, but a buffalo cart to the cremation and nobody is there, then it means really nobody liked him here. So definitely there is no place for him in heaven, he will go to hell. So this is very simple, you can know by the people how they are working, where they will go. Their work will determine, we are actually the maker of our next destination. We are responsible for our next destination. So, now Srila Prabhupada is writing, demonic person believes in the strength of his person. They have no belief in karma. So, now Srila Prabhupada is writing, the demonic think that all these things are accidental and due to the strength of one's personal ability. They do not sense any arrangement behind all the varieties of the people, beauty and education. Anyone who comes into competition with such a demonic man is his enemy. There are many demonic people and each is enemy to other. The enmity becomes more and more deep between persons, then between families, and then between societies, and the last between nations. Therefore, there is a constant strife, war, and enmity all over the world. In a golden age, Satya Yuga, there is a fight between demons and demigods at a higher planetary system. When it came the Treta Yuga, then there was a fight between the one country and other country, Lanka and Sri Lanka, Ravan and here. Then came the Dwapar Yuga, the fight was in the house between the two brothers, Korva and Pandava. But now is a Kal Yuga, there is a fight with oneself. The fight is just all around. So as the ages change, this enmity is, so grasped. Prabhupada's writing, from person to person, to community, to the country to country. Each demonic person thinks that he can live at the sacrifice of all others. This is Duryodhan. What he is saying? They all are ready to sacrifice their life for me. This is Duryodhan, first chapter of Bhagavad Gita. All they are come here to sacrifice their life for me. I will live and they all will die. And on the other side, Arjun, I don't want to kill them. I am ready to beg. This is divine. There's a difference between the demon. This is Duryodhan. Generally, a demonic person thinks of himself as the supreme god. And who is that example in Bhagavatam? King Vena. Hey, sadhus, why you are worshipping God? Worship me! You don't know? The king is representative of Vishnu. You are unchaste. I am king, representative of Vishnu. You are worshipping Vishnu. You are unchaste. He was telling to the all saintly people like that. So this is the mentality of a demonic person. And then so saintly person, they immediately chanted the mantra. They say, okay, now you are the most powerful god, go to hell. and he died, he left his body there. And he was dead. I am everything, don't go to anybody, just follow me. This is their strategy. And demonic, what the demonic preacher says, now Srila Prabhupada is writing, they tell to their followers, Why you seek the God elsewhere?
You are all yourself God.
Then Srila Prabhupada is speaking about the Mayavadis. Where is this in Bhagavad Gita, where they are among the demons? Deviyesh gunamayi, and after this, what is the verse? Next. Mam maya durtya, and what is the next one? Maya medantana, after this verse. Four never surrender to me, who are they? How is the verse goes? Hare Krishna. What is that verse? Name bhai. What is this? Name duskritino mudha prapadyante naradhama maya pratyanam asurim bhavam ashrita. Asurim bhavam, demonic. And what is that? I am God, you are God, everybody is God. Everybody is God. One Srila Prabhupada is saying, ask some people, who is God? He said, everybody is God. He said, you ask some woman, ask who is your husband, and if she says, everybody is my husband, is she wise? Prabhupada, very sarcastically, he said, this is the people's understanding now. Everybody is God. How can that be? Can any woman say, everybody is my husband? What is this? How can you, everybody can be God? A big Mayavadi came here in Vrindavan. And when he was going out from a temple, some simple boy, he said, Maharaj, you are Brahma? He said, yes. Everybody else is a Brahma? He said, yes. So when you defeat somebody in argument, then you defeat yourself, because you are Brahma, he is Brahma, so you are defeating yourself. Oh, this Mayavadi was really confused. He said, this boy is my guru. Say, if I defeat somebody, I think I have defeated you, but you are also Brahma. So how can one Brahma defeat the other Brahma? And that person become a great devotee afterwards. By simple the argument of a child, he become a devotee. So generally these are the people, you are God, I am God, everybody is God. What is this business? God, God, God business. And then what they say, next their preaching is, whatever you like, you can do. Don't believe in God. Throw away God. God is dead. These are the demonic preachings. Although the demonic person sees other equally rich and influential, or even more so, they think that no one is richer than he, and that no one is more influential than he. As far as promotion to the higher planetary system is concerned, they does not believe in the performance of the yajna or sacrifice. Demons think that they will manufacture their own process of yajna and prepare some machine by which they will be able to reach any higher planet. The best example is such as demonic man as Ravan. He offered a program to the people by which he would prepare a staircase so that anyone could reach the heavenly planet without performing sacrifice. Such as are prescribed in the Vedas. Similarly, in the present age, each demonic man are striving to reach the higher planetary system by mechanical arrangement. These are examples of bewilderment. The result is that without their knowledge, they are gliding towards hell. Here, the Sanskrit word mohajal is very significant. Jal means net, like fish, caught in net, they have no way come out. So what we actually got today in these four verses, it is the ignorance of their real self, and because of that they are doing all sinful activities and thinking they are happy. And they, well, before
conclude, I'm just asking one question. What is the criteria? What is the single one criteria by which the demonic people can be differentiated from the divine people with divine consciousness? On what ground, on what criteria we can say surely he is a demonic nature person, he is a divine nature person? What is that one? Yes? Atheistic attitude? Well, there is...
Self-centered.
Huh?
Self-centered.
Everybody is more or less. They don't accept the supreme causes of all causes, but they think they are the supreme. All right. What is in this section of Bhagavad Gita, in this chapter, what is the criteria?
They chase after money.
They chase after money, we also.
They have unlimited desires.
They have?
Unlimited
desires, okay. There's also... They think they are perfect and powerful. Go to the last verse of the last but one verse of the chapter is the criteria. Last but one verse of this chapter. Shastra vidhim utsarjaya yajante kama karata. Those who follow the prescribed rule and regulation of Shastra, they are divinely nature people. Those who disregard manoratha, they only do anything, everything as they like. They don't follow the rules and regulation of Shastra. Rules means do and regulation means don't. So those who don't follow rule and regulation of Shastra, they are demonic. So Shastra is a criteria. And Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, Ye Shastram idam maya uktam maya naga. This is Shastra. I am speaking you, this Bhagavad Gita is Shastra. It means those who are not following the instruction of Shastra, they are demons. Now how many on the planet, more demons are there or more divine people are there? Huh? Demons, yes. There, it's not that demon will have a big, two horns there and they may have a, terrible teeth out. No, they look like us. But they don't believe in Shastra. They do whatever they like. That is the criteria. Only Shastra. Shastra vidhim utsarjaya yajante kama karata. As they like, they do. Na siddhim apnoti, they never get perfection. Na sukham, they never get happiness. Na taparam gatim, and they never get the higher destination. Tasmat Shastra pramanam tu karyaka. Therefore, follow the rules and regulation of Shastra. This is the last instruction of this chapter. So, single criteria to classify demonic people and divine nature people is those who abide by the rules of Shastra and those who disregard the rules of Shastra. The Shastra is the governing authority. And based on that, we know that all over the world, hardly very few people follow Shastra. Most of the people are not abiding by Shastra. That is a problem. Hare Krishna. Any question or comment? Yes?
I have a couple of questions. So I am into business, and whenever I read this verse, I get extremely confused in a lot of decision making. I make buildings.
Huh?
I make buildings.
Yes, you make buildings. So what is your question?
So the first thing in this verse is mentioned that, demonic people say that I have this much and I will plan to make this much more. But this is exactly how every business plan starts. That
therefore, they are very good demons. One person came to Srila Prabhupada from Calcutta. Srila Prabhupada asked, "What do you do?" Say, "I have a cement factory."
Say, how you make cement? He said, from the rock. Say, who made rock? He said, God. So you are using God's property and putting your name and selling God's made things in your name? Huh? You are thief. Man said, Swamiji, we come also to the temple, give some donation. Oh, then you are little small thief. You take more and give less. Prabhupada was very straightforward. He said, you are demon. You are using God's property and you think it is yours. So everybody is thinking like that. The best devotee will think, Krishna, whatever is in my karma, that will come. I will just do this as a service to you, and whatever please you, please do that. Yeah. If devotee will do this, like they will invite devotees to kirtan, then it start. Well, this business has been starting. There's a share for you, Krishna. You are the owner of this business. I am your secretary for this business. I will look after this whole business. Because ultimately the money is involved. Money is Lakshmi and you are Lakshmi Pati. I am your servant. So please give me intelligence, then I can do your work nicely. Then Krishna will give you intelligence, then you don't think I am the owner. Krishna is owner. If you think like that, then you are a devotee. If you think same way as the others think, this is a Shastric way of doing things. I am the caretaker of all the things which are entrusted unto me as a businessman, as a father, as a officer, whatever. And ultimately Krishna is the owner, I am the caretaker of the things. If you have this consciousness, then there is no demonic tinge. But if you think I have to do like this, he's my competitor, he's giving this rate, my rate is this, whatever the other give. I have first class thing, I will give, because this is business belongs to God. And I cannot make compromise in this. I give first class thing, I take first class your money, no problem. And people will believe you. There's no cheating. Be honest and straightforward, no problem. But then in the 18th chapter there's a verse which says, all business there is some fault, like there is a smoke on the fire. Therefore, we have to practice devotional service. We have to pray always to be free from this mentality, because every act has some fault. What is this verse? Every act has some fault. Sarva Aramba. This is 18th chapter. Some verse in 18th chapter. Any other? What is the other question?
Other question is, concluding this one, so if the mentality is that I am doing it on Krishna's behalf, then if you make a business plan that this is how I will put money, this is how
you do everything, then present to the Krishnas. In the morning, every morning, Mangalarti, we announce so and so, Krishna, so and so person has donated this for your service, so and so person has done this, you are the owner. So we just, wash our hands now, everything is Krishna's, whatever, he will take care of things. So you have a temple in your home and you make the owner of your business Krishna, and then you give him report, put a plan in front of him and then he will give you intelligence, because he's in your heart. He will think, now he's surrendered to me, I should guide him right way. So then he will help from within as a Paramatma. Yes, if we depend upon him, then he will help. So we can be good businessmen, as a Krishna's businessman. And I'll always think this is Krishna's business. I'm taking care of all these things and give the profit to the Krishna, and also maintain yourself. Like Srila Prabhupada said, you can build a very palatial temple for Krishna, you can also live in this and in that and have your room. So you can do something big for Krishna, and then you can also live in that. So put a Krishna in the center, that is devotee, and putting himself in the center is a demon, simply. Because Shastra says Krishna is owner of everything ultimately.
Another thing, you mentioned that one should put a ballpark figure that, this is what I require for my old age, this is what, and once you have achieved that, then you should
store it. Stop somewhere, yes.
Stop somewhere. But what I feel is, when I run a business, there is no stopping point, because it's always...
This verse will say, this is a demon. There's no end to it. I know some good devotees, they were good businessmen, they were engineers. Now they calculated that we have so much for my children education, for all this. This is in a fixed deposit a year. I'll get 50,000 rupees per month. That is my life is okay. Gave up everything, sold everything, and now he's taking care of the temple management, taking care of the temple, and there's no problem. He's very peaceful. Now he's not nobody's servant, at least. He's not saying everybody, yes, yes, yes. He's saying Krishna, yes, yes, yes. So he has decided. There are devotees, they decided like that. At a certain level, they decided like that. I have to break. This continue. How long I should work? This will never end. My children, if they have their own karma, whatever they bring, they will bring. If you leave for them in 1 month, they can exhaust everything. And if they have good luck, they can make 10 times more. So don't depend. Just you do. Finish something at your... Make some demarcation somewhere. Some full stop is most important in life. No full stop, then foolish. No full stop, foolish. Yeah, there must be some break. They are atheists. Or outright atheists. They don't believe in God. No, they are atheists. Not I am saying, not saying them. They are atheists. They don't believe in God.
Because you said that those people do not follow the Shastra.
Well, they don't have really Shastra background. That's the main thing. They don't have any Shastra background.
But they have their own
But there's no Shastra like Christian, they have Bible as their scripture. Like Muslim, they have Quran. Like we have Vedas, Bhagavad Gita. They don't have something like that which can be classified as a Shastra. Because there is no Shastra, therefore they have atheistic understandings. Their understandings are atheistic actually.
So like when you say Shastra, what do you mean by Shastra?
Shastra means any, at least Shastra means that, the word Shastra means discipline. Shastra means discipline. Like Shishu. Shishu means disciple. Shastra. Sasan means government. And Shastra, which means weapon. All they are from one same Sanskrit root. All they means discipline. Discipline means rules and regulation. So Shastra means rule and revealed scripture. They are called revealed scripture. Means they reveal about God as much as they know. But God is unlimited. But it is only this much revealed. Revealed means only something is revealed. But God is unlimited. So revealed scripture. They must be guided by revealed scripture. It's a scripture, yes. Like there is a book which may be for the 10th class is also mathematics. And then in a MA mathematics, the PhD mathematics is also mathematics. So there is also mathematics. So this is a book, there is a discipline of that level. Yes. What is your question?
Second part of the this verse, this chapter, the disciples, they don't follow these scriptures and they do things as they like. In that context, you want to say that is you have to follow the instructions of the spiritual master and don't act basically.
A spiritual master has to guide on the basis of Shastra. Spiritual master will guide us on the basis of Shastra. That is the spiritual master's qualification. That he has learned the Shastra from his spiritual master and he will guide us on the basis of the Shastra. So that is what Shastra and spiritual master go together. Sadhu, Shastra, Guru. So these three will work together. It's not only Shastra, not only Guru, not only Sadhu. So three check and balance system. Yes, Kar Bhajan Ji, this last one.
Just as he said that he's having the business and he's getting the Lakshmi. So just whatever he's getting, if he offered to the Lord that Lakshmi and just take as a Mahaprasad and use it for the whatever the purpose. Just like we offer prasad to Lord and just we take and that is Mahaprasad. Similarly, whatever we want and we offered the Lord and take as a mahaprasad and use it for.
Well, there's a first class, second class. This is a second class proposal. First class business is Krishna's. Second class business is mine, but I will give the result to the Krishna. The second class. This is like a sakam karma. It's a sakam karma. I am doing activity and I will give the result to Krishna. And I will also enjoy. That's the number two proposal. I gave is the number one proposal. Number three is that everything belongs to me until unless somebody come and snatch something from me. Because, you know, sometimes people don't give charity because they want to give, but because they see so and so person has come, so I have to give. So, and anyway, we take so many powerful people and ask them, I know some temple president, they have friendship with income tax commissioner. When they need some collection, they just phone him and he will call 10 people, go and give in the temple 10,000 rupees. So they cannot say no to the income tax officer. Very simple. Yeah, but this is the third class proposal. Work only on one income tax commissioner to make devotee, then all your donation will come. Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki Bhagavad Vani.